Unfortunately, we do not have a description of the garden in the late 17th century. The description of the estate in 1680 merely says that everything has done well and it has attained beauty. At that time, it must have been a French formal garden, consisting of great rectilinear alleys and ornamented by pools and other features. The inventory of 1706 describes hornbeam walks which have been left untended, several pools which are in ruins or unfinished, and various ornaments in a wretched condition, including 30 sandstone busts and 12 shells of mottled marble. In the mid-18th century, the garden bordering the main courtyard consisted of a parterre adorned with boulingrins, divided into compartments of lawn by borders. The far end of this space was closed off visually by a triple row of limes and horse chestnuts, in front of which was arranged a series of busts. These latter were similar to those which already decorated the guardroom in the chateau by this time. The park proper, located beyond the garden, is described as the finest promenade in all the area. It contained great alleys of trees, some of them arranged in a star pattern. In the 1760s, the garden walk was the height of fashion. At Modave, at that time the country home of the Montmorency, a noble French family, new alleys were added to the existing design. They were designed so that one could take a pleasant trip in a barouche to various natural sites considered worthy of interest, such as cascades or waterfalls. Numerous stone benches were also installed, inviting those strolling around the garden to enjoy pleasant breaks. But fashions change. In the 19th century, there was a growing trend in favor of the landscaped garden, designed to create the illusion of a natural landscape. Classical, formally structured gardens gave way to spaces defined by large expanses of grass, winding paths and trees positioned more freely. As can be seen from the map of the estate in 1877, Modave was no exception to the rule. In keeping once again with shifting fashions, a more architectural garden re-emerged at the end of the 19th century in the immediate vicinity of the chateau. Parterres of lawn framed by gravel paths and edged with borders of annuals appeared. This structure still exists, although the annuals were replaced by rose bushes in 1995-96.